Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. I'm Clay, and this is Adam. Say hello, Adam.
I was going to say, I thought that I was Clay.
You are Clay. It's
Maybe I'm Adam.
That's right.
This whole time, have I been Adam?
You could be. Talk about freaky. It's Freaky Friday.
We have the same number of letters in our name.
It's true.
This whole time, I think I've been Adam, now that I think about it.
Gosh, you've made some horrible choices in your career then, Adam. You should really consider changing what you've been doing for a living.
I think I will. I will change everything.
Yes.
Me, Adam.
That's right. You do have that. You do have a very ethnic last name. And
this is how you know that everything is shot live and we don't do retakes.
No,
we just roll with
that.
It. Whatever happens, happens. He's Clay. I'm Adam.
That's it.
Thank
now.
You for joining us.
Thanks.
Today as we talk about
I'm going to be Adam.
Scary
I'm going to be Adam
things.
Today. You be Clay. I'll be Adam. But we are talking about scary stuff.
Now I have to switch back to a whole different human being? Wow, okay. This is...
Yeah.
I was not prepared for this.
You're the funny one. Let's keep it that way. You're the funny guy. I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to ruin it for the listeners out there.
Says one person on the planet.
Yeah.
I'm the funny guy.
That's the one person. Well, we have one listener, so we got to keep him happy.
We have more than... Don't even. We have hundreds of listeners.
We have dozens upon dozens of listeners. A veritable cornucopia of listeners. I can count them on my hands and toes. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll have a mixer sometime this year, and we can all hang out. I think the AA hall down the street has an opening, and we can all kind of get coffee and donuts there and eat some cheeses and crackers and hang out.
Wow. I was just going to say, I don't know if you want to hang out with the fans. Sometimes fans are crazy.
Well, they're probably more normal than we are, so it's fine. Speaking of things that aren't normal, we were discussing, you and I, we've been discussing quite a bit. You know, we make...
You and me.
Yeah, you and me.
And you.
And everybody.
And you
it's actually...
And me and you. And all of us. And all of us. And all of you.
Boop, boop, doop. So happy
I don't
together.
Think that's how that goes. There you
so,
go.
I'm not going to get into it, the song. I'm not going to start yelling the song. So we've been talking a lot. We've been trying to come up with an idea for a film. It's been a hot button topic, and we wanted to get into it today, and that's of course Skinwalkers, right?
Of course.
We've touched on Skinwalker Ranch in past episodes. You guys are more than welcome to go listen to those if that's what you want to do. Because it's pretty neat. Not one doesn't have to do with the other one. There's a tie-in to Skinwalker Ranch that we can talk about in a little bit, but we wanted to talk about skinwalkers, the lore, where they come from, and people's experiences that they've said they've had with them. So I kind of wanted to start talking about them before you got a word in edgewise. How's that sound?
No, I'll listen.
Yeah, I figured, you know. So Navajo lore, in particular Navajo lore, describes this creature called a skinwalker. And what this thing is not a cryptid. It's actually what they describe as a Navajo witchcraft. And what happens is these people, these witches, and in their own terms, obtain a supernatural ability via these rites of passage. Like, for instance, I'm not going to describe them all because I don't want everybody to start doing them, right? Because people who really subscribe to these things, they follow them very, very carefully. And I don't want to encourage any kind of criminal activity, but one of them is necrophilia, right? I can say that one because mm-hmm. I think it's the grossest one, and that's the hardest one to really get by on. But these people do a lot of things so they can become a shapeshifter and shift their shapes into other creatures, right? Coyotes yeah. are a real popular one, and but other monstrosities as well. And so these people are like witch doctors, right? And they're just really evil beings, almost like they made...
Walla walla bing bing.
Nice, 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 nice. I like that.
Sorry, I had to.
I didn't even know you would know what that song was. That's such an old song.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ting, ting, walla walla bing bing.
But yeah, so that's kind of what the lore is. And there's been a lot of descriptions of these things on the Navajo reservation, especially by the Four Corners. That's in the Southwest for the folks that don't know. That's where Arizona, Utah, right? New Mexico and Colorado meet. And actually, there's a place called Four Corners.
Which I've never been, but it's cool. Like, they actually have it, like, on the ground. Like, you can literally take, like, four steps and be in different states.
I've stepped and sat in the middle of the Four Corners. So I sat in all four states at the same time.
Butt's been in all the states.
My booty's been in all the states. That's how big it is. I had to back it up, but then I came back to Arizona. But the reservation out there is terrifying, and we spoke before about a friend of mine. He's a minister, but he's also a Navajo. His name is Dwayne Reynolds, and he's described in detail some of the things he's seen on his reservation. And there's been things like flashing lights, UFOs in the sky, things like that, and in particular, what they believe to be skinwalkers. And some of these things have gone up to their people's houses at night and scratch and try to get inside their homes. People have shot at them. And it's quite terrifying to think that they live either with the fact of these things being real to some extent, or with the idea, the constant fear that these things can come in your home. They could attack you at night. Or in the daytime, there's been some accounts of daytime activity. That's quite terrifying. So either way, I think it's scary just to talk about, just to think about these things called skinwalkers. And their descriptions, like, who came up with this? Who came up with the idea of a skinwalker? I mean, that's, by itself, that's insanity.
This is one of those legends, though, where I don't think that someone came up with it. I think that this is actually a thing. Like, it may have been changed throughout history and how people talk about it and the legend and everything, but I think that 100% skinwalkers are a real thing. I think there's too many accounts, there's too many stories and people that have claimed to have seen these things and stories about them that I don't think this is human imagination coming up with something. I think this is a real thing. And it's really quite terrifying.
And you've heard about these things before too, like personal accounts. We especially living in the Southwest here in America, we've all heard these accounts, not just from our native brethren, our friends, but by others as well.
No, and we just investigated the Superstition Mountains just a couple of months ago. And although we didn't see any skinwalkers, that's a location where dozens, hundreds of people have allegedly seen skinwalkers, and it's an area known to contain skinwalkers
and animals that can't
Apache
explain
legend and all these things and
bobcats with human faces, coyotes
when we
with
were
human
on
faces.
That mountain shooting that special, the last thing I wanted to see was a skinwalker. I didn't necessarily think that we were going to. I think it's rarely seen. I don't think they necessarily present themselves, since there's so many hikers and cities around the area. It's rare. You'd probably have to provoke it or be out well beyond where we were.
That's assuming that it's some sort of cryptid or animal that you could just run across. But if you're going by Navajo lore, and these are people that are shape-shifting, and they can't hide their face, they still have a human-esque face, then these people would undoubtedly be going after people for vengeful activities, for doing something malicious to people that they know or who have crossed them in the past. So, you know, people like you and me may never see them if we never walk in that world, but imagine all the people that live on the reservation and they live there all the time, and these people, these malicious beings, these horrible people know where they live and where they shop and where they go hiking or where they go hunting. I would say that that would be more scary, just the idea of and of course throughout history, I say this a lot, and through so many different cultures, we have stories of shamans and witch doctors putting curses on unsuspecting people or family members that have crossed them, you know. So I think it's a common theme, you know. Maybe it's a theme that they're saying, hey, don't cross people intentionally. You never know who you're gonna piss off. You should always live in a nice way toward other people. But by the same token, too many people have seen them. So I don't know which one's which.
Well, and I feel like the legend behind the Skinwalker is it's so deep, and there's so many stories about them. Like, you know, what you just said, it's not even that they're just shapeshifters. There's cases that they even possess living animals or other people and like become them or hide inside of them. And yeah, like you might see like Frank at the pharmacy, but he might like have a Skinwalker in him. And then, you know, he leaves and the Skinwalker saw you and maybe is going to follow you like because of something that you did. Like that is really the scary aspect. Is it's not even that they're just shapeshifters and they can be anything. They can be anyone. Yeah, they can be any animal.
Your ancestors might have done. Your parents might have done. Something that not even alive anymore might have done. If that's a suggestion that it's a human entity.
Which I could see Skinwalkers being a way for, in the olden times, you know, these Native Americans to, I don't want to say scare their children, but like, you know, structurally, like being able to like get their kids to listen and do the right thing and be careful because they're Skinwalkers. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
If there's any way that they're fake, but I think that there's just too much evidence out there that these things are real.
Yeah, I would say there's a lot. There's actually something I want to touch on, and I know one of the great things we're doing going forward is shortening our episodes so our viewers can get a full taste of Adam and Clay without all the nasty aftertaste. So, you're welcome.
True.
Yeah, it's true. It's a horrible aftertaste, is what I'm told. I have never tasted us, but anyway. So, I would like to get into something. I would like to talk about these guys in a later episode because they're fascinating. And guys, if you listen to the show notes, if you look at the show notes, not listen to them, you'll see that Clay has left a YouTube link to these gentlemen too, so you can hear they're factual people. They're very interesting and they're very well put together, very credible human beings. And their names are John Dover and Stanley Milford Jr. These are two guys that were police officers in various areas of Arizona. They've done various things, but they've been police officers for a very long time. One has since retired after like 30 years. But they were tasked on the Navajo Reservation with paranormal investigation because they had so many paranormal acts on the reservation. Some of the things they were tasked to investigate were sightings of Bigfoot, the general paranormal, Navajo witchcraft, and UFOs. And one of the things they were tasked with finding with Navajo witchcraft were Skinwalkers. And I believe it was John, he's describing going to this house where they were like, we saw Skinwalkers here. And in this link that Clay will post to the show notes that I've already texted him, he describes the scene and what the unnatural scene that he saw. And these guys have seen everything. So when they're mentioning things in these conferences, they're not taking them lightly. You know what I mean? They're being honest. They're telling an honest assessment. It's like you're talking to a cop that just saw a shootout. And he describes all these things. And this guy had these big dogs that barked. They weren't afraid of anything. And the dog was just hiding in his doghouse. He wouldn't come out. He was whimpering. He's never seen a dog do that. That dog in particular do that before. And these people live in the middle of nowhere. Dwayne, my friend Dwayne, the guy who the Navajo guy who also happens to be a minister. Hey Dwayne, if you're listening, he has described seeing one. And this is a guy, again, no flights of fancy, very matter of fact. He doesn't laugh at work. His sense of humor is dry at best, and he cannot tell a lie. So when he tells you he thinks he saw a Skinwalker outside because he came outside because someone was scratching at his uncle's trailer, and he goes outside and he sees this thing that looks like a cat with the face of a human, right? And he's like, and it's like staring at him and it won't move. And he's like, geez, I'm looking at this thing, this huge thing forever. You know, that was trying to get into the trailer. That's something
I don't
that
like that.
Makes your, when you hear this man, a man I've known for probably 13 years, discuss this with me. He doesn't talk about things like this. He doesn't believe in things like this. He's actually a very religious person, a very Christian person, but so much the fact where he doesn't actually, I don't think he personally subscribes to these things unless he can see it with his own eyes. And listening to him talk about it and like how nervous he gets speaking about it still to this day, it makes your hair and your arms stand up. And again, you know, you and I have gone to countless, I'm using air quotes right now, haunted hotels and places, and we both know that they're just selling tickets. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing going on there. Like,
yeah.
While we've always wanted to see things, how many things have we seen? You know, if we can put in a special, if we've seen it,
small amount.
Yeah, we'll put in a special, but even that can be refuted by people. And even though we feel like we saw and we've shown you the evidence, it can still be refuted by people. Where you know, but and I'm looking at this guy like he would say bull crap to anything that you said, and he's like, no, this is real. This is real. These two cops, you know, these two ex-cops, you know, John Dover and Stanley Milford Jr., have described seeing UFOs. They've described seeing so many supernatural events on the reservation, and in particular, Navajo witchcraft as it pertains to skinwalkers. So, guys, give that a look-see in your spare time in the show notes. I think you'll be really fascinated. And they've done a lot of different videos and specials on Netflix, so that's all great. But I think this one is a 2-hour talk. So brace yourselves and get some popcorn. Some parts of it lag because it's very factual.
I like popcorn.
I like popcorn too. I like cinema snacks.
Ooh.
Hashtag at cinema snacks. So I think that. Listening to these guys, it's amazing. They talk about a lot of different stuff. If you guys are interested in other stuff as well, but this YouTube video is 2 hours of them talking, and they touch on Navajo witchcraft, in particular the skinwalker. And these guys don't look so happy when they're talking about it. You know, they're like, yeah, yeah, these things are real, and they got paid by the police department to investigate these things. They're like the real X-Files. They're like the real Scully and Mulder. So if that's something that has piqued your interest, I implore you, I beg of you to go look at this and enjoy. That's my gift to you today.
I like presents.
Thank you. That's your gift today. What do you have to add? I'm sorry. I took up so much time.
No, you're fine. I think that magic, which is kind of what we're talking about, you know, Navajo witches and kind of what's at the heart of a skinwalker is allegedly magic. It's just such a different thing to talk about than we normally do. I think magic is 100% real, but it's not the same as like Harry Potter, which I love.
Yeah, you had to throw in Harry Potter, huh?
You know, casting spells with a wand. But I think, you know, getting into like what real magic is and like voodoo type stuff, like, it's kind of a scary thing to talk about, because I think 100% like human will and belief is strong. So like if you want something bad enough, you know, you can take it. I mean, that's what like all the famous people always say, right? You know, if you want it bad enough and you work hard enough for it, you can get it. Well, how did you get it?
Yeah.
Because there's millions of people that can't get it.
It's true.
Yeah, you believed yourself into having it is what happened. And that's kind of the same thing. You know, these medicine men that are, you know, Navajo, they're using magic. And they're believing things, and things are happening because of that. And that's what a skinwalker is, essentially. So,
yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different. I mean, let's talk just logically for a second, what we know and what we can see. The fact that there are people that believe in this and are willing to go through the steps to become one, and those steps to be so horrific that the only thing that I felt I could mention was necrophilia, is terrifying by itself.
Yeah.
So that there are people that are subscribing to this so much that they would do these treacherous, horrible things to get this elusive power is scary enough. And then on top of that, if it is real, that being,
but that's kind of what it is. Terrifying. No matter what you're doing, like, I can't tell you how many YouTube videos I've seen as ads that are, you want to become a millionaire, you know, follow these steps. And if you watch the video or, you know, whatever it might be, it's you got to do this, this, and this. And at the heart of it, again, that's what it comes down to, is you got to do and believe these things to make this happen. And you take the right person who really wants this, whether it's an athlete or someone trying to make a bunch of money, become a millionaire, whatever it is that they're trying to do or become, if they're serious enough about it, it will happen. I do think that the way humans are wired is, I don't want to break everything up into percentages, but 50% of it is you got to believe it. Because if no one believes in you, but you believe in yourself, that, you know, that's kind of the most important thing. And
you got, so the message again, today, you know, is you've got to believe in yourself. Believe in you. Help me help you by believing in you. And please send $10 in a self-addressed stamped envelope to Talk About Scary, P.O. Box. I don't have a P.O. Box.
One.
P.O. Box 111. Oh. 111. Costa Mesa, one. California.
We're the first. We're in California now? We just told them all we're in Arizona.
Okay. No, we're definitely getting a Maryland LLC if we're doing this.
We believe we're in California.
We believe. You should believe.
But no, I think that, yeah, skinwalkers are scary. We didn't see anything. There's tons of places that claim to have skinwalkers, such as Skinwalker Ranch. Go listen to the episode. We talk about them a little bit.
By the way, and these guys that whole investigated Skinwalker Ranch too. They're asked,
and I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so that was the tie-in I said earlier.
It's a scary place. It's a scary topic.
Yeah.
You forgot.
You're a scary topic. But, you know, we're running out of time here. We're definitely running out of time.
I am. We are running out of time. So go practice your magic on your own time.
Yeah.
And as always, thanks for listening. Let us know if you want to hear more about skinwalkers. I know it's a hot topic. Lots we could discuss. But let us know.
Go to Hot Topic and buy some things. It's a Hot Topic.
Is Hot Topic still a thing anymore? Shit, I feel like they keep closing them.
No, Hot Topic's still a real thing. You can go get yourself a wallet chain if you'd like, or some pants that have flames on them. Go get yourself some JNCOs.
I like pant flames.
JNCOs. Tell them, go to Hot Topic. Tell them that Adam and Clay sent you and get the Talk About Scary discount.
There's definitely no discount.
You don't know. If they're closing, there might be a Talk About Scary discount. I mean, we're barely... And by the way, to our listeners before we go, we're so sorry that we've kept you waiting so long on these new episodes. We've gone through some life changes, and we're just doing it up. We're ready to do it again, so you'll be hearing from us a lot more.
Creep it real, guys.
Creep it
Thanks
real.
Thanks for listening.
Love you guys. Bye.
Not bad. We're doing it up. We're doing it up.